toys for girls and boys to fill old Santa's sleigh.
Jingle oh, jingle oh, jingle the brownie oh.
He works and sings a jolly song and dreams of Christmas Day. He feeds the reindeer sugar flakes and bakes old Santa chocolate cakes. He lights up all the Christmas trees and rings the Christmas bells. He is a busy little man, a-watching over Wonderland. For Jingle O the Brownie is king of all the elves.
Jingle O, Jingle O, Jingle O the Brownie O,
building toys for girls and boys to fill old Santa's sleigh.
Jingle O, Jingle O, Jingle Jingle oh, the brownie-o.
He works and sings a jolly song and dreams of Christmas Day.
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
At 7:04 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Oh, yeah. Anyway, that's the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard Nonosh and the Wallrats channeling the Sonics, kinda, with Forget It. Another track off the Midnight Christmas Mess. This is like a 7 o'clock Christmas mess. It came out in 1984 on Midnight. That's one of two tracks. I played off this compilation. Before that, Tennessee Ernie Ford. And I said, the heck with it. And I went from turntable one, I just stopped everything and slapped it on the left, the right-hand turntable. Anyway, Tennessee Ernie Ford from 1960 with Jingle O' the Brownie. Came out on Capitol. Then we kicked off the set with Richie Barrett. Track released in 1965 on the Swan label originally. I Will Love You. I'm not going to lie, off the compilation, Looking Stateside, disc 2 off that box set, actually. Came out in 2016 on RPM. Coming up in this second hour will be this week's song that everybody knows. A tearjerker. Maybe a bonus tearjerker. And so much more. Including a few mistakes. I ain't rolling those out. These are the Desperate Hours.
We'll be right back. Sunshine and Lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Well, here it is, Christmas. My, how the time flies. Why, it was just a few short months ago when we decided to say our goodbyes. So, here it is, Christmas. And I hope things are well with you. Oh, I've been to a few parties, a couple of plays. And, well, it sort of gave me something to do. I'd go to parties, have a drink, and always I'd want to leave. But folks don't throw too many parties on Christmas Eve. 'Cause it's mostly, I guess, for families, not for the drinking crowd. It's for children's laughter and excitement, and not for something lush and loud. So here it is, Christmas. I know you're lying by the fire, listening to Christmas music and watching the flames go higher. And me, I'm here in my apartment, listening to the trucks go by. A train and an occasional taxi, and having a martini drive. And thinking about our 27 happy Christmases together. Then our love just somehow fell apart. Oh, we'll make it all right, I'm sure, this way, but, you know, tonight it sort of tugs at the heart. And I sure hope the kids come over, or at least I hope they'll phone. I sure hate to think on Christmas Eve that you're having to spend it all alone. And I'd feel a whole lot better about it if you had someone there who cared. 'Cause it's tough, just you and the memories and all the Christmases that we shared. But I got things to occupy my mind, like trying to wrap this stupid gift and wrestling with this flat martini, hoping it will somehow give me a lift. But here it is, Christmas, and I'm not going to shed a single tear. So, Merry Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Send a card to say, wish this joyous holiday would find me close to you. Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. And a Happy New Year too. Was a Christmas Eve we met, a holiday I won't forget, for that's when we fell in love. I still remember the gift you gave so Christmas, baby. And a Happy New Year too. I am hoping that you'll find the love as true as mine to last a life.
Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Linehan A-Go-Go, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo, Alex Piandez, on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
Christmas time is here. Ding dong, ding dong. I wonder once again, how do they spend Christmas in heaven? How do they celebrate the birthday of the King of Kings? I looked high in the sky to see what I could see, but it's too high for poor little me. I guess I'll have to get on the road to heaven and never
DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO. I had a Christmas party in my upstairs flats. Just me and a little man who was kind of fat. Came down my chimney like an acrobat. He brushed off the snow and said, "Suppose we have a chat." He was kind of mellow, this chubby little fellow, so I offered him a drink. After three or four, we wound up on the floor. Man, he was quick as a wink. Friends, don't get excited. I could not resist. Because because all he wanted was just to do the twist. Singing, he began to insist. In a kind of a daze, we tried the new dance craze, the horizontal twist. I sure don't regret it. It was kind of fun. He was a crazy twister, the sneaky son of a gun. But I sure got suspicious when he hopped in his sleigh. And as he drove off, I heard a deep voice say, "Up dancer, up prancer, tropical cancer." He wasn't Santa at all, but we had a swinging ball. That's all.
Oh yeah, it's 7:24 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. Station that asks you to don't text behind the wheel. Visit stoptextstoprex.org and learn more. This is a public service announcement of the stoptextstoprex.org and the driving forces here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour once again. Al Caiola and Rizzo Alani, Holiday on Skis from 1967 on United Artists. Just heard Kay Martin and the Bodyguards, another cut off of that album, probably put away for another year. Santa's doing the horizontal twist. His only Laura Taylor could introduce it. From the I Know What He Wants for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it. 1962 on Fax. Well, that. This week's Keys of the Week, Rod and the Librettos, and How They Spend Christmas in Heaven. That was like a triple deer, double deer tearjerker for the week. From the compilation, American Song Poem Christmas, came out in 2003 on Bar None. Originally released on MSR, unknown date on that one. Before that, Dodie Stevens with the bonus tearjerker. And Merry Christmas Baby also doubles as a song that everybody knows. 1960 on Dot. And before that, Red Solvine, 2 weeks in a row, chipping in with this week's tearjerker. Here It Is Christmas, originally released on Gusto in 1978. I got off the Christmas with Red Solvine. Original Gusto recordings, came out in 2011 on Gusto. Yeah, it's off to the Lacys for hitting me that one. I knew a couple of songs. I have a couple of singles and comp cuts, but this is next level stuff. Anyway, before that, this week's song that everybody knows, Run Rudolph Run by Chuck Berry, 1958 on Chess. And we kicked it off with a non-Christmas secular song, I guess. A secular song, I guess. The Heartbeats from Rhode Island. And listen, they have the Engine Heartbeats, who, I don't know, for the first like year or two of that show, I used that as my backing track, not switching it around. Anyway, originally released on the Richard label in 1966, I got off the compilation Back from the Grave Volume 9, the CD version, came out in 2015 on Crypt. Why don't you get back into it? I got some more screaming kids, so block your ears. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hi, this is Chris Major, host of Strike the Box, here at WMFO. But right now, you are listening to The Desperate Hours with Alex. And if you hate my show, then you only have Alex to blame, since he was one of the biggest influences for me to do a show here.
Kids on the street. JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Enough to me.
It's a cold night in December, and I'm just getting ready for bed. party. Down the chimney he came with a bound as I was peeking through the door. Then he opened up his bag and started dumping presents all over the floor. He didn't say a word, just turned, put his finger on the side of his nose. Before I had a chance to stop him, up the chimney he rose. I said, hey, hey, you, get off of my roof. Hey, hey, you, get off of my roof. When he rode away, I heard him say, I'm having a ball, Merry Christmas to all.
Past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played. It's next to last set of the show. Just heard Jerry and the Landslides and Get Off My Roof, a novelty released in 1965 on the PPX record label. For that, people don't know it's a Christmas song, but it is. But quite frankly, it should have been the theme. They should have used this version, Be Bumble and the Stingers, instead of the watered-down version to introduce Bruin Cellarcast back in the 60s and 70s. Be Bumble and the Stingers with Nut Rocker, 1962 on the Rendezvous Records label, Renovations. Well, now you're in the Kinks with their iconic Father Christmas single released on Arista in 1977. And we kicked off the set, the next to last set of the evening, with Picture of Mummy Twisting with Santa. Go, Mummy, go! Boy, the things you can think when you hear that. Anyway, that was released in 1962 on Airwave. Anyway. Hey, if you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go to the WMFO website at www.wmfo.org. Go over to Schedule. Go to Thursday, scroll down to the Desperate Hours, and by the good grace of the DMCA, the archive and playlist are there for 2 weeks after this very broadcast. And if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, why don't you like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and join the group? I post a playlist and the archive over there as well. Anyway, we got about, I don't know, 19 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Melt the snow. He was a rockin' and a rollin' in his red flannel suit with something to see with the deep black boots. He said, now, wait a minute, kid, don't you laugh at me. 'Cause I've been rockin' and a rollin' since I was 103. As the party rolled on and the music got slow,
but just confidentially, I think he needs a rock and roll band. Well, never forget that Christmas Eve and the little old man of a make-believe. Well, we got a brother now, the very next door. Went to the living room to see what was going on. And there he was, that little old man, rock and rolling by the half a stand. Oh, come on, Santa.
Where are you bound for, Captain?
Bound for ecstasy.
I've heard a lot about ecstasy.
It's everything they say. And more.
Well, I saw my baby kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. Somehow I fell asleep fixing her kid brother's Jeep. I woke at midnight just in time to take a little peek. And I saw my baby tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. I know she laughed, I saw her kissing Santa Claus last night.
Dear Mr. Floyd, we note with interest your request for our new 1,000-page catalog, which you state has been advertised as free for the asking. While we make it our policy always to adhere to our customers' requests, you can readily understand how impractical it would be for us to send you this large volume without charge.
Mean one, Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
And now then, Mr. K and Mr. C, there has been too much talk already of aggression and super weapons and the like. The determined factor of which I speak is one that I think you have all overlooked, and it is simply this. Santa's coming. Yes, he is, 'cause Christmas time is near. Yes, it is. And aren't you all ashamed of the way that you've behaved most every day last year? You've been bad. Oh yes, you have. And Santa knows it too. Oh yes, he does. He also knows too many years have passed since you believed these words were true. Listen to these children. Yes. And some of you have repeatedly stated that you will allow no one to use the sky above you. Now then, would you blame Santa if he didn't come over your land at all? Remember, it isn't just that he alone would be in danger. There are also those 8 tiny reindeer to consider. Now out in space, you have been grand. No one could doubt your worth. Yes, no one can. But somehow, that just seems so very wrong. If you cannot get along right here on Earth, why not forget about missiles and start thinking of mistletoe? Perhaps we would have no more misunderstandings if once again you would come to understand this phrase you've so long forgotten. Remember, out of the mouths of babes. Yes, and instead of always trying to get ahead of the next fellow, let's start making an effort to move forward together with great vigor. There could be peace on earth and goodwill to all men forevermore. Believe me, no one's Christmas stocking then would ever be an empty one again. Believe me, no one's Christmas stocking then would ever be an empty...
Why is it so important that you want to contact the governments of our Earth?
Because of death. Because all you of Earth are idiots!
Come on, Harvey!
And you know the song? Come on, Harvey! You know this song? Come on!
I can sing it, man!
Okay.
Jingle Bell.
Now, come on, you can do it.
I can do it. It's easy. Just listen.
Well, do it, will you?
Let's stop me.
No!
Passing through the snow, in my voice open sway, by that building girl, laughing all the way.
Hey!
The limb of jilting, making spirits cry. Oh, what fun we will have tonight, and a better day tonight.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Shame?
Yes, I'm very proud.
See what you done? You stopped the show.
At 7:57 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-been, woulda-coulda's, and never words from the 50s through the turn of the century. My name is Alex, and every Thursday evening from between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. Just heard the Sonics and the Village Idiot. It was a bonus cut off of the reissue of Here Are the Songs. It came out in 1998 on Norton, originally released in 1965 on Etiquette. For that, Larry Foster and My Christmas Message to the World, 1962 on 20th Century Fox. For that, Thurl Ravenscroft and Your Mean One, Mr. Grinch, from the television special How the Grinch Stole Christmas, came out CBS in 1966. Jimmy Charles with I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, 1960 on promo. And we kicked off the set the last set of the evening with The Moods and Rockin' Santa Claus, 1960 on the Sarge label. Anyway, I hope you all have a great holiday, a Merry Christmas, and save me an egg roll in case things go south where I'm going to be. Anyway, I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.
Once more, the Allied command ignored all.